Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. Over my career, I have read and heard thousands of quotes from great leaders, but there is one I replay in my mind more than any other. Jim Rohn, one of the greatest personal development teachers of our time, said, "Success comes from making a series of good decisions over time, while failure comes from making a series of bad decisions over time." I believe this is one of the most accurate statements of human achievement ever articulated. Every day, we each make hundreds of little decisions, most of which seem inconsequential at the time, but every decision, no matter how little, will lead us closer or further from our goals. Today's lesson will focus on what I define as either-or decisions, because you're deciding to either do something or not do something. Do we get out of bed early enough to properly prepare for the day? Do we straighten up our bedroom and make our bed before heading out the door? Do we dress and groom ourselves so that we can make a positive impression on people? Do we make food choices that will improve our health? Do we control interruptions so that we can focus on our responsibilities? Do we set aside a specific time to be with our children? Do we show our spouses that we love them? When talking on the phone, do we sound happy to be speaking to the other person? Do we exercise even when we don't feel like it? Do we think about what we want to say before speaking? Do we show courtesy by holding the door open for someone? Do we compliment people when they are deserving of one? Are we friendly in our emails? Do we say please and thank you? Do we show people respect by letting them finish talking before responding? Do we apologize without making excuses when we are wrong? Do we have a positive attitude even when things don't go our way? These and hundreds of other little decisions that we make each day may seem insignificant when looked at individually, but when looked at collectively, they will influence every part of our lives. From our relationships to our health, no part of our lives is exempt from the effects of these little decisions. We are where we are and whom we are at this very moment in life based upon the decisions we have made. Our physical health is largely the reflection of our decisions. Our finances are what they are because of our decisions. We work where we work and earn what we do as a result of our decisions. The state of our relationships is the result of our decisions. Everything we have and don't have is a reflection of our decisions. Sure, we could avoid accepting personal responsibility for our decisions by blaming others, but if we consider how something occurred, it all points to the decision that we made. From time to time, there will be exceptions, but if we're honest with ourselves, our lives are a mirror image of our decisions. There is also a positive side effect from intentionally making good decisions. When you make wise choices, regardless of how little they may be, you'll feel happy with yourself and who you're becoming because you will know that you're doing the right thing. If deep down inside you want to become a better person and enjoy greater success and fulfillment in your life, consider these suggestions. First, accept full responsibility for your decisions and stop blaming others for where you find yourself today. This is the first step forward. Second, become aware of the decisions you're making every day and start making decisions that are consistent with the person that you want to become. And last, believe in yourself and in your ability to make good decisions. Follow your gut and do what you feel is right. 95% of the time, you'll make the right decision. Like any skill, as you become intentional about making positive decisions, you'll get better and better. So, what methods do you use to make these daily decisions? Which ones present the most challenges for you? I encourage you to share your thoughts in the comments section below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. Tomorrow we'll go beyond the basic either-or decisions described in this lesson, and I will share with you a simple formula for making decisions at the next level. And remember, the little decisions you make each day will form the person that you become tomorrow.